I am Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. SWAL All-Conference Girls Basketball selections have been announced. Cuba City and Mineral Point tied for the conference title this year, both going 12-2. Darlington was 11-3. Fenimore 9-5. Riverdale was 5-9. Boscobel 3-11. And Iowa Grant, along with Southwestern, both went 2-12. First team All-Conference. Members include Cuba City's Allie Morovitz, a freshman, and seniors Ashley Rowe and Allie Ingersoll. From Darlington, Maddie Grotz, a senior, Sadie Goble, a senior, and junior, Lily Ritchie. From Fenimore, juniors, Briley Zink and Brooklyn Ritchie. From Mineral Point, Maddie Cabot, a senior, juniors, Ava Ingwell, Sadie Miller, and Sophie Miller. And from Riverdale, senior, Macy McKay. The honorable mention players include, from Boscobel, senior Addison Rounds, Cuba City sophomore Bethany Doherty, Fenimore junior Kylie Cole, Iowa Grant freshman Leah Nelson, Jaden Schultz from Mineral Point, a senior, and from Southwestern junior Morgan Rogers, and Abigail Foley, a sophomore. The player of the year was Ashley Rowe of Cuba City, and the coach of the year, Merrill Brunson, head coach of Mineral Point. SWAL girls basketball honors for the 2025-26 season. We make the transition from winter sports into spring sports, and coming up this weekend, it will be track and field action at UW La Crosse. Many teams from the area will be involved, including the Richland Center Hornets. Action slated to get underway around 4 in the afternoon, although that time is still to be confirmed. Outdoor events, well, there is a softball scrimmage scheduled for Ithaca High School on Saturday between Ithaca and the Richland Center Hornets. That remains to be seen. Also, there is a scrimmage for River Valley that's been moved from Saturday to next Tuesday at River Valley High School Field. River Valley slated to scrimmage against Belmont. Powder Puff Bowling League scores from last night. For the teams, the series high, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, 1779. Scott King Trucking, 1770. And Richland Family Restaurant, 1763. Top game, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, 636. Scott King Trucking, 630. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, 608. Top series, Barb Wood, 494, Jody Imhoff, 481, Christine Haiti of 460. Top game, Katie Davison, 192, Jody Imhoff, 189, and Barb Wood, a 183. Kelly Ferriance had a 210 split pickup. Barb Wood picked up the 2-7, and Charlene Sailing, the 5-7, in bowling action from the Powder Puff League. The Wisconsin State Senate has given its approval to legislation spending $14.6 million for debt services at the university. The annual expenditure was passed on a 17-16 vote on Tuesday. UW Athletic Director Chris McIntosh says the money for the name, image, likeness program was needed to stay competitive. Milwaukee television station WISN quotes a spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers as saying he supports the goals of the bill. The Packers will honor former CEO Bob Harlan by installing his name on the northeast facade at Lambeau Field. A date for the ceremony during the 2026 NFL season game will be announced. Harlan's name will go up near former Packer GM Ted Thompson, who was given similar honors 5 years ago. Harlan died 2 weeks ago at the age of 89. The Badger men's basketball team is hoping to give junior forward Nolan Winter the chance to be back in the lineup for the NCAA tournament. Wisconsin plays High Point Thursday afternoon. Winter has missed 4 games with a sprained ankle. BadgersWire.com reports that he averaged more than 13 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. The 7-footer is also a strong inside defensive presence for coach Greg Gard. The number 19 Badgers taking on High Point. Wisconsin is 24-10, 16-7 in the Big Ten. High Point Panthers, 30-4, 18-1 in the Big South. The Badgers getting ready for the action on Thursday. Noon is the pregame time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Panthers are 10-0 in their last 10 games. The Badgers are 7-3. The players getting excited, including Austin Rapp, who used to play in that city.
I was so excited. I've got hella people there, and my mom and my sister and brother are all flying over as well now. So it's going to be really cool. You know, I've gotten so many messages. I think I was on the phone from like 7 p.m. to 9:30 last night, just on from people in Portland trying to get tickets. And I'm trying to ask all the boys for tickets. I need around 30. So it's been a long process, but I'm definitely excited to get back.
Playing without forward Giannis Antetokounmpo once again, the Bucks dropped a 123-116 game to Cleveland Tuesday night. Giannis has missed 32 games this season, almost half of his team's games that Milwaukee has played, while compiling a 28-36 record. The Bucks kept the Cavaliers close and even led entering the fourth period. Kevin Porter's 25 led the scoring. Milwaukee plays at Utah coming up on Thursday night for its next game. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit 130, Washington 117, Oklahoma City 113, and Orlando 108, Charlotte 136, Miami 106, New York 136, Indiana 110, Minnesota 116, Phoenix 104, San Antonio beat Sacramento 132-104, Denver over Philadelphia 124-96. And now some comments from Bucks coach Doc Rivers on last night's loss.
Yeah, we didn't get stops, number one, and we couldn't make baskets. I thought we took a lot of quick shots. Overall, I loved how we played. Like, we played a great game. We moved the ball. We played together. You know, we missed with four free throws down the stretch. And I thought we had three or four bad possessions where we, you know, we just took quick shots. And they weren't bad shots, but we probably could have got better shots.
Yesterday in exhibition baseball, Washington 1-0 over St. Louis. The White Sox beat the Athletics by a score of 6-4. The Cubs 8, Angels 6, and Philadelphia 2-0 over the Twins among the games. Venezuela has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time, rebounding from a blown 8th-inning lead to beat the U.S. by a score of 3-2. Aaron Judge walked slowly back and forth in the U.S.'s dugout on Tuesday night, while Venezuelan players shed tears and fell to their knees to celebrate the country's first World Baseball Classic title. Other players from the Americans' $320 million roster stood frozen for several minutes before finally leaving the field. Team USA brought its most loaded roster ever to baseball's premier international event, but the Americans lost their second straight WBC final after winning the championship in 2017. The Denver Broncos have acquired standout wide receiver Jaylen Waddle in a blockbuster deal that sends three draft picks to the Miami Dolphins, including a first-rounder. Also, the Associated Press is saying it was from a person, of course, who was anonymous, passing on that information. The Dolphins will receive the 30th overall pick in next month's NFL draft, along with picks in the third and fourth rounds. Denver will get Miami's fourth rounder, along with Waddle, who should give Bo Nix another main playmaker, along with Cortland Sutton, boosting a passing offense that finished 11th in the NFL last season. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.